Good morning, Gloucester. It's Sunday. It's raining. It's nasty. And I am outnumbered 4-1 women versus men. I'm in trouble. Help me. Where's Toby when I need him? The one day Toby could help me out. And there's a lot of estrogen in the room. I'm joined by Mrs. Grumpy Pants, Kim Smith.
It used to be Mrs. Effervescence. Now it's Mr. Grumpy Pants.
That's it. Mrs. Grumpy Pants, Kim Smith, Nicole Schraft.
Good morning.
Donna Adazzoni's in the house. And Super K. First time for Super K on the podcast.
Very excited.
There she is. Thanksgiving. Halloween just passed. I'll give you my quick observations on Halloween, and I'm going to turn it over to people that actually participated, because I got out of work real late that day. I got out at 7 o'clock, and I'm driving home. I pull out of the parking lot here pretty quickly, because I was trying to get back. I was exhausted. I just wanted to get home. And within 20 yards of me pulling out, I'm like, oh, it's Halloween. It's dark. I better slow down. Super duper slow because there's kids in the road. Yeah. I had, at this point, I still hadn't seen any kids. But all the way home, about 2 miles, I only saw about 8 kids at 7 o'clock, which I consider about prime time trick-or-treating. And growing up in East Gloucester, this same route that I take home from work to home, is the route that me and my group of kids, and we traveled in monstrous packs as middle school kids.
Yeah.
And it was the era of shaving cream and egging, and the Bass Rocks Golf Course was a battleground. Like, you did not want to, like, when I was, you know, this was, mid-70s. Late 70s, you did not want to drive in East Gloucester because you were fearful that your car was going to get egged. Mailboxes, shaving cream art everywhere.
Shaving cream.
I remember coming home completely covered in shaving cream, and all my friends the same way. It was like Halloween back then was really crazy. And having driven home the other night, only seeing 8 kids, two groups of 4. That's all I saw the whole time. How many people came to your house?
We had fewer than usual, but we what we do have is this wonderful group of the, I call them the East Gloucester gang.
The gang,
kids.
Yeah, they're gangs. They gotta have the a gang signal. Right. It's all the hardcore liberals from East Gloucester.
Yeah,
they have a group like that, Martin Del Vecchio and the Duckworths and the. And the
Andersons.
Yeah, the Andersons, super, super sweet, super nice people.
Yes.
But like, you know where they stand on every issue. You don't have to pull them at all. We're going straight hardcore liberal on everything.
Are we talking about fun Halloween?
No, they're super nice people. I'm not discounting them. I think that they wear their liberalism as a badge of honor, which is, you know, fine.
Well,
I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just saying. It's this definitely this gang that always hangs out together. They're part of the Ukuleladies,
yes,
right?
Yes, I belong with them to the Ukuleladies.
Another hyper-liberal. Go ahead. Are there any Ukuleladies that are not psychotic liberals?
I would say none of them are psychotic liberals.
No, okay, all right. Are there any Ukuleladies that are not liberals?
I don't know, because we don't talk about politics or anything like that.
Right, okay.
We don't talk about it.
I'm not saying
like
there's
that.
Anything bad about it. You don't have to be ashamed of it.
And you know that I am not ashamed
super
of,
nice
wearing, of being a liberal. I
That's right,
clearly
badge
wear
of honor.
My L on my forehead,
yep.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
However, we don't talk politics or anything like that. We just have fun.
Okay.
So anyways, what I was saying about the group of trick-or-treaters is that we didn't have any teenagers this year. We just had all like young kids. But they were traveling in a great big group instead of like little dribs and drabs here. So, and it was awesome. The ones
how many people, give me an estimate, how many people you think came to your house trick-or-treat?
Maybe 45, 50.
Wow.
So.
Do you think that, Donna, now you said wow, do you think that's a lot or a little?
A lot, I had nobody.
Well, you live on Scary Lane over there.
Well, we
There's
have no
lights.
Street lights, and I'm off of Hesperus Avenue. And
you can't walk out there.
But it's fine.
But
Oh, that's cool.
I still buy candy.
I think the hot spot is like Hart Street, the one that goes in between where what is the mini mart there?
Yeah. That's Hart Street.
Yeah, Hart Street Nursery, where yeah. Meineke is between there and connects to Eastern Avenue. Like for the Christmas lights, they do. There's a lot of young families there. I think that's like probably I bet you there's like 200 people go to those houses. Mm-hmm. Nicole, how about you?
We leave our house. You know, we leave the bowl of candy out with the please take one or two sign, and then we vacate for a few hours. But we. I think because it was a Friday, we saw a lot more people trick-or-treating in Rockport. We just go down. We live on Smith Road, so we go down Smith Road, down Marmion Way, around like Old Garden Road, Dean Road, and it's like a 2.5-hour little loop, and we travel with the same two families we've been going with since the kids were born, so it's really sweet and fun, but I think a lot of the real estate kind of changes hands where we live a little bit more quickly, so houses that the kids have been used to going to were all of a sudden black, you know, no one was handing out candy, but then a new house that never handed out candy all of a sudden was, so we had those changes. But we definitely saw afterwards, we get in the car and we go down to just two friends' houses who live downtown, and we saw tons of those, like, middle school age tween kids hang out covered in shaving cream.
It's still alive.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And a father who you may or may not have bumped into yesterday actually came to my house in a panic at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Nice. Way to call him out. Looking for shaving cream for his 11-year-old son, which I thought was so funny. And we don't have any shaving cream in my house, but he wanted to buy it for his son to like teach him how to.
So Freddie, much
the end
so
or something? Like you melt the end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, you put a pin in the end of the nozzle and you put the lighter underneath it, so it makes it forces that stream out.
Yeah,
so you get a nice shot
of
it.
In a panic that he had forgotten or couldn't find it anywhere in Rockport.
No. You didn't grow up with this?
No.
And I grew up in Somerville. We didn't have it.
Somerville.
You were throwing hands.
Somerville, hand grenades, knives.
No,
what do they call those? The shooting stars.
Nice kid.
Fireworks.
Shaving cream is for
44 magnums.
They could come and get some Nair from me.
Box cutters.
But we saw a ton of that, so I was like, you know, pleased and not pleased all at the same time. Mm-hmm. But a ton of like middle, you know, I was gonna say middle age, but like middle school kids, way more than usual. So that was fun.
That is good. Yeah, good to see to keep hope alive.
I had an issue with.
So wait a second. I'm gonna get back to one little point I wanted to make.
Shaving cream in my
house. So Freddie.
We're gonna let that go.
So wait, no, because you made a point earlier that Freddie doesn't swear. Freddie is like when you want to talk about like the manliest man you ever want to meet. Her husband, Freddie Schraft, he doesn't wear sweaters. She says so that would be a bad gift for him because he doesn't wear sweaters. He only wears t-shirts in the middle of the winter.
You said that.
That's what you insinuated.
And he doesn't
use shaving cream because he shaves with a sharp. Sharpened stone that he like honed down.
He takes a flint in the backyard and
just
pulls it out one at a time.
Yeah, tweezers.
I don't know. We we might have had shaving cream. I couldn't find it. And then, but Dave then also said, I don't use shaving cream either. And I said, well, okay then. But I can't think of a time recently where I watched my husband shave. So I don't know. I don't know what he uses.
So what do men use if they're not using?
I do not know.
My husband has electric.
Yeah.
In the car.
I think it's gross. I think electric razors are gross because I don't think that. I think that they leave behind little bits of remnants of your. I don't think
skin?
It sucks it all away from your skin.
The new one, much electric razors.
No, and then I think that. I think it's. I feel like you're dirty afterwards. You don't get it clean. It doesn't get you scraped down clean. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't mind it when he's shaving the car if I have my shorts on, then I do my legs with this.
You use the same razor? That's a total no-no.
In the car? Did you shave in the car?
He shaves in the car.
And you two too, right alongside him?
Sometimes I'm looking at the household. I'm like, oh, damn, I missed.
Are you kidding
me? Maybe this is why they had no trick-or-treaters. This type of behavior.
I was also on Main Street.
You're shaving her legs on Main Street.
No, what? I'm shaving my legs in the car.
On Main Street.
I also want to say about Halloween, I mentioned this before, that the Duckworths opened their house up to everybody.
The
opened
sweetest the people ever.
Yeah, they opened their restaurant up to everybody in the neighborhood. All the kids come in, have a giant candy swap.
That's fun.
Yeah, and Ken feeds everybody.
They're the nicest people.
It's the sweetest thing.
His wife, Nicole, might be literally the sweetest woman on earth.
Yes, she is.
Super awesome.
Yeah. And Baby Jude was there trick-or-treating.
Baby Jude. He's a trip, that kid.
I think he made it a little way up our stairs, but he kept looking at our scary...
He would make the perfect garden gnome. He should have gone as a garden gnome.
So cute.
That would have been awesome. So I know. I'm going to suggest that to them next year. Because all his other kids are so much bigger. He's the perfect height to be like a garden gnome.
I don't know who he is.
He's so adorable.
Yeah, really cute.
He's their youngest baby. Yeah.
And the daughter, Emma, is part of the gang that does the...
The East Gloucester Dog Walkers.
Dog walking gang.
Gang, right.
Yeah, yes. they wear orange bandanas. Not red, not blue. They're orange.
There are so many gangs.
And they go like this.
Yeah,
they go with their fingers like this. It's for East Gloucester, the E.
That's
their sign. That's their sign.
Yeah. That's their
sign.
I was on Main Street most of the time.
They've been pushing that. The downtown merchants have been pushing that. Was it packed?
It was packed.
It was packed. And I thought,
well, maybe that's where all the trick or treaters
when my kids were like that 4 or 5 year old age.
Yeah.
It wasn't cold, but there were so many. People were running out of candy and had to go buy some more.
I have a theory about the whole with not seeing kids in the neighborhoods. Now my theory is this, that like, obviously I'm old now. My generation, way back when, people used to send their kids out till dark and they used to roam the neighborhoods and play and their parents didn't supervise them. I feel like even my sister does not let her kids out of her sight. I don't think parents, like nowadays with like abducting children and what can happen and stuff, that people like let their kids loose anymore. So what did you guys think about the costumes? Did you see any good costumes?
I don't know. It's funny. I was reading online about all the about Frozen. And they evidently there was supposed to be a drinking game about the Elsa versus, and I didn't see a single Elsa. I don't even know the Elsa.
Oh, you're supposed to take a shot every time you see Elsa.
Every time you see, like every little girl in the world was going to be Elsa this year for Halloween, so everyone was all primed to like drink every time they saw an Elsa, and I didn't see a single one. But I can't think of any costumes that I liked. I mean, I liked everything, but I have an issue. I'll get on my soapbox for a minute about young kids in really gory, bloody, violent costumes kind of sends me over the edge a little bit. Mm-hmm. A, because I don't know where they come from, the costumes, but also like to see like a 6-year-old with like the axe in the head and the scary face mask, and I don't know, I just think
my kids would not sleep
kids
would not sleep for 2 weeks if they saw any kind of movie that had that type of scene in it. I think they saw a night the Timothy Robbins, Nightmare Before
Christmas.
What's his name?
Tim Burton.
Nightmare Before Christmas. They saw like 2 minutes of that, and literally the rest of the weekend, forget it. They were on top of me, like horrified.
I'm with them. I still can't.
I don't like it. I don't like scary.
Erica slept with the lights on if she saw a scary movie.
But I want to say about Atticus,
the poop.
The poop.
I saw that, yes.
And the outrage.
Right.
The outrage. Everybody's got to be outraged.
Right. Well, I didn't.
We can't have anything happen funny without there being psychotic, over the top. Oh, who did not read the comments on the blog this morning?
Well, also,
I didn't read the comments. Outrage. I saw the picture, but I didn't read any comments.
You didn't read the comments? Did you read the comments?
No, I didn't have time.
We also didn't.
A couple people.
We didn't.
Over the top. Right. Shame on these parents.
Right. The mother is.
Fire and brimstone shall rain down.
Cats and dogs living together.
Living together. Exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I kept interrupting.
No, well, there was one comment that we didn't even approve because it was just it was a personal attack on the parents.
Oh, man, that's so silly. It was a wicked cute costume,
And I know they made it, hours beforehand, and they were still spray painting it.
Kid, like, unbelievable, dressed up as a poop on the
a couple flags.
On the thing says number 2, on the, so hold on. Sad. So this was Kim's post. Kim, why don't you explain it? Because instead of me ranting and raving about it, it's better if someone was less hysterical than I am.
It was just an adorable costume that Michelle told me it was still drying at 3 o'clock in the afternoon while they're spray painting it, and it was just very imaginative, very sweet, and
I don't know about sweet. Funny is, I wouldn't describe it as sweet. I would describe it as hilarious and funny.
But sweet in it being creative, and sweet in that nobody that
Was it native corn chunks in it?
that the parents were just like, sweet. I thought it was sweet that corn. The parents were just like, okay, you know, if my child wants to do this, I'm not going to, you know, we're just.
See, I look at it from a completely different perspective. I look at it as, you know, very imaginative parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With a sense of humor, mm-hmm. and not taking themselves too seriously. And instilling this in these kids that they, what is the kid, 9 years old? How old is he?
I don't even younger, think he's that. Think, right? He's like, six,
like
or seven.
If he's between 6 and 9 years old, I'm going to say, right? And these kids, when they are 30, 40, 50 years old, they are going to remember his Halloween costume and how many people absolutely died laughing. And to make something horrible out of this, and like these people in these comments.
Very judgmental.
But like, it's like everybody has to be outraged. It's like outrage over this, outrage over football, there's concussions, outrage over this, outrage. Jesus Christ Almighty.
You know what, kids of that age? Love bathroom talk.
Right.
That's
But no one's getting hurt by this.
And also, I'd like the persons who were so judgmental to say, what is so inappropriate and what is so outrageous? Just, is it just that it's the topic of poop?
You can't talk about poop, I guess.
I guess.
Well, we all do it.
Right.
Who did not read as a child or read to their children, Everybody Poops?
Yeah.
That book.
Everybody Poops.
Course.
You read it to your kid?
Yeah.
You read it to your kid? Yes. You read it to your kid? You read it to yeah. 5 for 5. We all read Everybody Poops.
I know. And it's like, and like I said, kids that age, that's their life. Yeah. Bathroom talk.
Yeah.
Let them have a little fun.
My youngest daughter, since we can remember, she's been calling herself Tootaline because she toots all the time. She makes a big deal out of when she toots. I mean, really, it's funny.
Here's a tip for parents. When my kids were little and they would talk, you know, bathroom talk or talk bad or whatever, I'd say, now, you know, that is bathroom talk. So why don't you go in the bathroom and talk yourself out of your bathroom talk. And when you're ready to not talk bathroom talk, come back
out
to the
toilet. If you're going to talk by talking.
Yeah, go in the potty.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is it? I mean, young kids. Listen, you are, once your kids are at the age where they know where it's inappropriate to, you know what I mean? The kid should know that it's not appropriate to talk like that in school, in class, and then. But this is a social setting amongst friends and everything else. You know what I mean? There is a difference. I can understand a kid in class disturbing all the class. Mm. Poop, 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 oh, poop, and by the way, poop. I get it. That would bother me too. But these kids are old enough to understand that they're not saying this in the classroom.
No,
and
it's Halloween.
And also, we had a lot of super other wonderful imaginative costumes on in East Gloucester last night. The kids, I didn't see anything out of the store. You know,
I'm more offended. I'm more offended by the kid, the parent that dressed their kid up like Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Yes. With dragging the mannequin, you know, by the hair, you know, that knocked out the.
Yeah. Horrible.
Did that?
There's pictures of
the Ku Klux Klan person.
There's a lot more things to be outraged about.
Right.
A lot more things.
But it was okay because she was making a statement.
Right. Yeah. So Nicole, you and Supercat went to
Fenway.
Yeah,
Fenway Park. Awesome. Yeah, they do.
You put that on the blog ahead of time. I missed that somehow.
I don't know how you missed it. Yeah, we had
Kate saw it.
I saw it. Yeah, they do a lot of things. Say what you will.
But I didn't realize it was free.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like since I started, and I don't go in there that much anymore, they're kind enough to send me my pass every year, which is awesome, and I've had a lot of like great times in there. But since I started going in there in 04, you know, ticket prices go up, ticket prices stay the same, whatever, and you hear all the naysayers talking about how expensive it is, and it is expensive, but we'll get to this later, but I spent $60 at the movie theater yesterday, you know, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. you know, is it worth the money you spend for an entire day at the ballpark? Mm-hmm. I think it is.
On the field?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, yeah, but just for like a regular family, people are always complaining about the ownership, and I haven't recovered from a friend of ours. He saw a picture of the owners up in their box and was like, oh, it must be nice, you know, looking down at all the people who like, da-da-da. And I was so ticked off by that because, I mean, having known the ownership and still keeping in touch, like, nobody is busier than these people. Like, they are doing things not only in the ballpark and opening it up for the community and for the kids, but they are at charity events 4 nights out of 7 mm-hmm. every single week, you know, giving their time, spending their own money to mm-hmm. give back to these charities, and they just do it right. I mean, these are just great people who care so much about the city. And so to go back to Fenway, they've been opening up the park in every way they can think of, you know, in a lot of ways for free. Like
so this way, explain, go back and explain what you guys
did. On Halloween. So they had just trick-or-treating on the field, which is great for, you know, if you haven't had the opportunity to get into the park, but if you haven't had the opportunity to be on the field, it's cool to be able to walk up and touch the green monster and sit in the dugout and pick up the phone and see the trophies. All 3 World Series trophies were there, and they had balloon artists and face painting, and you just kind of walked around, and a big deal at all.
This is totally free.
Totally free.
And totally open to the whole
to anybody who wanted to go.
I don't understand how it wasn't like 5 bazillion people there.
Yeah, I think they left it open from 3 to 7 to trick or treat, so it was a one steady flow.
Right, when we arrived, people were already leaving.
Right, it was crazy busy. Was if you wanted to get your face painted or wanted a balloon animal.
I mean, they did that a couple of years ago before opening day.
They do that every year. They do the open house. It's great.
It was awesome.
It's just another example of what they do.
Eric Lawton brought his daughter to You Could Run the Bases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they have that in May or something.
Yep. You just really have to look at everything they offer. But if you can go on to the Red Sox website, look under events or whatever. But then after trick-or-treating, they opened up the concessions, and they put Ghostbusters on the big screen, which was awesome. So I thought we were going to be on the field for some reason, but you... they just opened up the whole ballpark, so we had front row seats right behind the dugout, so the kids had their feet up on the dugout. We brought a blanket, and we just sat there and watched Ghostbusters. It was perfect. The traffic helicopters going over you while you're sitting there and in the middle of the city, and again, totally free. For that, all you had to do was reserve a space, just so they weren't too crowded. But well, I mean, that's the thing. Anybody can go. Like, yeah, it's nice to be able to flash the pass and cut the line or whatever, but anybody can go. They go all out. I mean, it's just great.
Can I ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I know you love that.
Yeah.
And you love pressure.
I do.
You work good
awesome.
Under pressure. I'd like you to do a Thursday weekly post for parents of grade school kids what to do this week. What's the pick of, Nicole's pick of the weekend?
For the weekend.
It doesn't have to be the list that I ask you to do for the hall for the vacations, but one pick.
Oh, that's a great idea.
One pick, something different to take your kids to do, because every time you give me a suggestion, it always works out awesome.
That's
Kate
awesome.
Gave me a good suggestion yesterday for the brought the girls to Clay Dreaming in Beverly.
Awesome.
And so hear this coincidence out. All right, haven't gone done this in ages. You know, both girls have messed up legs right now. They both have injuries. The one's on crutches, the other one's in a splint or whatever you call it. And so they're not very mobile. I don't want to lug them all over the place, but I don't want them just sitting in the house watching TV. No, that's a no-no. So we go to Clay Dreaming, this pottery studio. We get done. We see Mr. Coyne. Chris Coyne?
Dave Coyne.
Dave Coyne. The brother is Chris.
The brother is Chris.
He's the artist. Yeah, that's right. Okay, Dave Coyne. Great guy, by the way.
Totally
he's a good friend. You live on the same street. They did the post with the lobstering with your kids.
Yep. That's who we lobster on Dave's boat. Dave and Freddie have been best friends since they were itty bitty.
So they were there. Great. His daughter Grace making pottery. My daughter's making pottery. We had a blast. And it's not that. It's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. So I get home. Kate emails me this picture. Glazed is actually going to it's reopened at the Hive.
At the Hive. Awesome.
Which makes perfect sense.
That's awesome.
Because they have all those clay spinning wheels. They have the space.
Right.
They can't get enough programming. You're gonna put Roselle there teaching kids how to do pottery, adults too, I imagine, obviously. And get a little bit more revenue to keep that place going.
Yeah, that's great. It's
no brainer. Now we don't have to go to Beverly because we were all set to go. Because their leg isn't going to be obviously better by next week. We're all ready to go back, pick up the pottery next week in Beverly, and do another one. We're gonna ixnay that. We're gonna go to Glaze next weekend. They're gonna have Friday night. They're having 7 to 10 at the Hive.
Okay. Use that, Nicole, for your...
There we go. Done.
Done.
Boom.
Thanks, Kate.
Chop, chop. Yeah, right. There you go.
So when does
guest
it
post.
Start?
Do it together.
Does it start?
As a wine.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
When does it start?
Every Thursday.
They just announced it, and it's going to start this weekend.
It's starting this weekend.
Oh, that's great, because I was so sad when Glaze closed. We only went there like 4 or 5 times, but...
Same with me. Yeah, they loved it.
So on Saturday, are they going to have one, too?
They're going to have
it. I got my grandchildren.
There's, yeah. Well, yes. Just follow. All you have to do is follow Nicole's post, and you're going to be well informed.
I always follow her post.
Well informed. Don't worry. It's going to be the information is going to be.
I have a friend with a penis. That's what I get all the time. We'll follow my post.
That's the only one anyone people. Remembers, the friend with a penis post.
People come up in the middle of nowhere. I have a friend with a penis. I'm like, excellent. But it's great when you're with somebody who doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, and only I know. I'm like, just go with it. I'll explain it later on.
Very nice. People, and still right now, people aren't going to understand what
they're
talking
about. They're not going to understand. Well,
they'll
have to go through the archives.
They're going to start searching.
You know, that's a search term, friend with a penis. And you'll find the post that we're referring to.
It's not, or you'll find something else.
And it's not dirty. No, let's hope not. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. So here's, this is going to be a little tiny little rant here. This is my little rant for the weekend. I play. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with words with friend. Does anybody? Do you play? You couldn't take it because I beat you or you beat me and I gloated one time and you fucking lost you. Excuse me. You lost your shit.
I beat you 4 times in a row and then I said I don't want to play anymore.
No. But she's like she's mad at me.
Totally different stories right there.
What did you get mad at me about?
I beat you.
You got mad at me about something.
No, I said I don't want to be competitive with you. I beat you like.
Oh right, because you can chat. Because you can chat. And I was like, and I was kind of like, you know. You know how I can competitive saying, you know, just kind of like getting into the thing, like joking with her. She took it totally the wrong way, like I was being mean to her.
He's making this up.
That is not. I am not making that up. I swear to God that I'm not making that up.
I wasn't mad.
I don't want to play anymore. Totally. Quit. I haven't played with her since.
I felt bad because I beat him so many times.
Well, let me sign right up and play against you then, Joni, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
So anyway. So they upgraded the game. So now you can, it's a little bit better interface. If anybody that doesn't play, it's a nice.
It's so
if you
fun.
If you have a if you have 10 minutes to pass and you have a little bit of time, it's easy. It's fun to you know, especially with my family's propensity to have Alzheimer's, they want you to do these kind of word games. So, so it says you can play ad free. Click here to upgrade. So I click to the upgrade. $9.99 to play without ads.
Oh.
Which I mean,
the ads you can X out so quickly anyway.
You can X them out so easily.
Yeah.
And I would, and you know what? Because the game has given me so much enjoyment, if it was like $3.99 or less, I would probably donate to be ad free. But
$9.99
is steep.
When I was playing with you,
free with subscription, $9.99 subscription.
Free with the subscription, yeah.
Chakalaka.
But when I was playing with you, I just bought the upgrade and it was $4.99.
Oh, must be. Maybe they have sales.
Because you won.
That's right, you won.
Loser pays $9.99. Loser pays.
But so if I wanted to upgrade from that, it would have been now it's $9.99.
Probably they came out with a new app.
But
maybe
I don't pay for that. Kind
I think
of
that they have sales all the time. Maybe you hit it right or
right.
Something.
$4.99 seemed reasonable to me. Not. To
I would pay $4.99.
Not to have.
I'm not gonna pay a penny more though.
No, I mean you
they should do some research. They should do some market research.
What will people pay?
Because I think that they would get exponentially more money coming in at $4.99 than I think like hardly anybody's paying $10. But a bunch of people would pay $4.99.
I bet they make way, way, way more money on the ads. So they're trying to make it super expensive.
Oh, I see. Either way.
Right. Because if maybe. The ads, they
and the people who are advertising don't want, they lose their...
Right.
Then they won't want to participate if they're not going
to. I think that was Kim's
and you can ask that, like you're right. Ad ends in 16 seconds. Fine.
And you know what?
We'll get
and then, you know something else? And maybe if people pay and they don't get ads, the advertisers might get upset.
That's right.
Don't you think? That's what I just said.
I don't know. You think? Maybe.
That's going to be really funny when we listen to that later.
You think so?
Probably.
I don't know.
It's a kind of
novel idea.
I think it's a good idea.
About that?
You think? It's a good idea.
Genius,
right? You thought of it, though. All right.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to look at this while we're doing the podcast.
You want the fly swatter?
I can't take it anymore. The fly swatter.
Oh, Oh, my God.
It's better than looking at that. Like, in restaurants, they have the
flypaper.
Fly yeah, and you see all the dead flies. It's right. Like, nice.
We were talking about our own.
I want to talk about the duck face and how I did not know the term duck face until I put
how
this post up.
How could you not know that?
You knew the term duck face ahead of time?
I didn't know the term.
You didn't know the term? No. Donna didn't know? Nicole didn't know? Did you know the term?
Yeah. No.
You didn't know the term.
Really? I guess it's because I'm the mother of a daughter and I don't like seeing
ducks. I see the face all the time. I just didn't know it had a name.
I
think the two biggest stories of this week for me, the duck face and the woman walking around in New York City for 10 minutes and getting harassed, you know, the people, the men catcalling her and the guy that walked alongside of her for 10 minutes and really creeping her out, which is totally really scary and creepy and everything.
I didn't see it.
You got to see it because it's like everybody's talking about it, it seems like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and she was on Good Morning America talking about it.
They said she got some threats and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it was really
weird. No, that's since the thing has come out, she's gotten threats.
That's terrible.
And she wasn't Gina Lola Brigida. She was just, I'm sorry.
For anyone under the age of 47 years old, actually, that doesn't know who Gina Lola Brigida is. I can't even picture what she looks like.
She's a beautiful
actress
a long time ago. But
like 87 years old now, maybe. If she's alive. I doubt she's alive.
But I mean, she didn't look like that. She looked like anybody going to
rich woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they said in the beginning. Like, wore a crew neck, right? Didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. She wasn't. She was not dressed provocatively. She did not look anyone directly in the eye. She was not giving off a come hither vibe.
And she wasn't. And I hate to say this because this will get the comments that you don't want to get. But she wasn't asking for it. And that's I guess the question is, like, are people asking for it or not asking for it? And it's not fair.
They say they're never asking for
that. Right.
So no one's ever asking for it
on the woman, but.
See, I guess, so the dovetailing of these two issues, and I completely, I want to say this up front so no one takes me out of context.
Right.
I completely understand that women feel intimidated by certain behaviors of the people, and some people are feel threatened if a man that they don't know says hello to them. So you cannot discount those feelings under any circumstances. And take it to the next level. The guy walking next door, really creepy. I'd be creeped out if a child walked pace for pace with next to me for 5 minutes. So I'm not saying that they should not feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Now, some of these women, though, where I go a little bit off, and I hope I don't get criticized for this, but this is how I feel truthfully. Some of these rape culture women will say that you should not look at a woman if she's walking down the street under any circumstances. Okay? That's their statement. I'm not trying to say anything different than that. What I am saying is, do these duck face women taking a selfie of themselves, sometimes two or three selfies of themselves every day and putting it on Facebook, do they not want you to look at them? That is the question I would ask.
Are you asking me? I mean, think that they...
Do they want people to look at them?
Of course, they take pictures.
They're
putting
it for people to see.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think that there...
But there's a difference between posting pictures and a woman walking down the street. Are you comparing the two, or...?
I am saying a woman... See, you can't say this because you'll get absolutely annihilated. That spends 2 hours getting ready... And I'm not saying she's even dressed. I'm not even saying she's dressing provocatively, but does the makeup, does the hair before they leave the house and everything else. Do they not want to be recognized for looking attractive? Yes or no?
Well, yes.
Everybody wants to be recognized.
But women, when I have to go to work, I put makeup on. I do my hair. I'm not saying, I'm going to put my makeup on and get my hair done so I can have
somebody ogling
dirty men.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. And I agree with you. You don't want someone ogling you. But when they say you should not look at a woman.
That's absurd.
This is where I go. That's kind of where I deviate.
But there's a difference between looking at a woman, regardless of what they're wearing, and speaking to a woman the way they did. If you're going into a grocery store, and you're walking down, and a man says, "Hi, how you doing?" I would say, "I'm well, how are you?" stranger.
And you'd be, you'd be a little bit creepy.
I wouldn't. Oh, okay. I wouldn't be because you're in a familiar place right. in a neighborhood, right. walking down the street in Manhattan when there's a man sitting on the sidewalk in like a t-shirt and jeans and, you know, ratty sneakers, and it's like, hey, how you doing? There's a big difference.
There's an inflection there, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, like I always say, it's the sound of, it's how they say
it. The tone.
Yeah. And, you know, if a guy whistles, they've been doing that since the beginning of time.
Well, that's you, Donna. They can't help themselves.
No. I told you who does that to me.
Rick?
No, Dan Burton.
Dan Burton.
Whisper it like it's not going to...
Well, this is what it goes in.
Like we're not going to repeat it.
So that's who I'm attracting now. But
that's your demographic.
And the 11-year-old
Dan is your demographic. He's not married. Is he not married? Is he married? I hope he's not married.
I know, right? Man, then there was that problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Joey, but you wrote on a post that you made, I think, maybe it was Kim commented on a post, and you said that you were looking for a different video. Was it the girl farting video? But you were looking for a different video.
I was looking for a video
of the girl with the flowers. And this is the same gray area.
Like that was the point I was trying to put across. There was this video that I had seen that this comedian group put together. And it was this cute guy, they're like teenagers, cute guy brought flowers for this girl. And they show the scene play out. She's talking to her girlfriend on the phone. The cute guy got her flowers. Then they cut to the girl on the phone talking to her. She's laying on her bed talking to her girlfriend. Oh my God, he was so romantic. How he gave me the flowers. Now, they cut to you roll back time, and the nerdy kid delivers the flowers the same exact way, right. And then they cut to her on the bed talking to her girlfriend. She's saying, he's so creepy, this stalker sent me flowers and he left me a note on my car.
But
it was the cute kid wasn't a stalker and creepy when he left the note on her car. Mm-hmm. And they went through all these same exact scenarios of the cute kid, and the kid was the nerdy kid was not, like, he was a nerd, and he was not, like, overly aggressive. He was not anything. But you showed the same exact how people say it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's, that's how you look is huge.
Perception.
Right, perception. That's a commentary on, people's attraction to each other and, you know.
Oh, you're going to poo-poo it, though? The poor kid gets labeled a stalker.
No. Well, right, so someone in, like, a nice suit in Manhattan walks by, you know, with his Starbucks in his hand and his briefcase, and is like, hi, how are you? Right. Is it okay? But when, you know, somebody else on the street corner in Manhattan who's got a hoodie on, you know, and whatever else, with his jeans hung low, he says hi, then all of a sudden it's skeevy. Like, I don't...
That's what I'm saying. That's the point.
The briefcase both Starbucks, really hey, how you doing? I'd be like, you're creepy.
Yeah. See, to me,
again, it's not... If they said it the same tone, you know, if the man sat there and was like, hey, how are you?
Right.
I'd be like, good, fine, I'm well.
Oh, someone said,
fine.
I'd be like,
pants.
That's weird. I'm well, how are you?
How you doing?
Better to
my numbers.
Oh, I just think of him, it's always going to be gray area, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can't judge anybody. I mean, there was a gentleman that used to come into one of my medical offices. He was covered with tattoos, piercing everywhere. The people down the hall said he cried when they did blood from him. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know, you don't really know.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Nicole, you had a question about the store that was between Friendly's and
Chile. Yeah, you said we had, on the last, at the 100th podcast, we were talking about China Garden and Friendly's, and both of my grandparents, my dad's parents grew up on Rock Maple off of Gloucester Ave, and my mom's mom didn't grow up there, I'm sorry, when I was little they lived there, and then my mom's mom lived right off of Grant Circle, like two streets down on the right, so like we had sleepovers at both grandparents all the time. With my dad's parents, we would go to one of the two pizza places there, I forget which, Valentino's was on Main Street, right?
With Short Manis.
Right, and then, but didn't they, wasn't Sebastian's there before?
So here it is, I'm going to lay it out for you.
Help me out.
Where Valentino's was before it was where Valentino's was,
yeah,
the people that ran Valentino's opened Sebastian's.
Okay.
Sebastian's went to Washington Street with Blackie. Blackie lost his leg, okay. got crushed between a fishing boat and a piling.
Oh my God.
Lost his leg. That's what you're talking, you were asking me about.
So we used to go get pizza there.
That was Blackie.
Main Street, and he was always a white t-shirt in the kitchen with like literally right. Yeah. Like literally the wooden peg leg. Always like,
yeah.
right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, yeah, no, that was
like,
Blackie.
That's like my memory. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he's so happy and like, hi to my grandfather every time we went in. And so I was trying to sort out those memories. But then I totally forgot about the little store. In between the Friendlies and the
It was a little pharmacy.
I would always go in there and shop, and I couldn't...
It was like a little pharmacy.
I never remembered it existed, but yet I was in there, like,
In between Friendlies and where the Chinese food place was, there was another storefront.
Yeah.
And that storefront was the place. Now, Friendlies broke down that wall and expanded their.
You can almost still see where it was because I looked at it yesterday going around the road. You can almost like see where they.
The division was.
Yeah. But I forgot all about that.
So that was a big hangout.
My grandparents, we'd go down to the Virgil, not Virgil, it's Valentino's, and then we'd go get ice cream at Friendlies and bring it home and watch the Love Boat and Fantasy Island. I sit at my grandparents' house. Yeah, and it was like, oh my gosh, like the best memories ever. But then with my other grandmother, there was that little store. She lived a couple streets down. At the end of her street was is the Gloucester Daily Times. And there's a hair salon there now that used to be this little like garden store. And they had these little little tiny birds made from like, I don't know. I mean, you can see they have like the little... like bread tie on the bottom so you could wrap them around a little stick or something. I have no idea. But we would go there all the time and shop. And I'm like, I forgot about that place too until you mentioned that little store.
So a little garden center.
And now I'm trying to piece together my
whole
childhood.
I don't remember the garden center place.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's funny. But my memories from that whole area was I grew up after school bowling. From O'Malley, we walked from O'Malley. There was a bowling league, like once a week we'd go bowling.
And where did you go bowling at? Cape Ann Bowling?
Yeah, where else? It's from O'Malley. You had to walk. So we go there. Okay. And then from there, we would go to the Chinese food place, or Friendlies, and hang out there until our mothers would pick us up or something like that. You know, get like an order of teriyaki on a stick or something like that.
This is so funny.
You're a wild man, even then.
Crazy.
Crazy. Living
crazy.
I'm in Briggles.
Well, if anyone knows the name of the little garden store then. But even that other store, like it was like a Five and Dime, but I don't remember what it was called.
See, I don't remember that at all.
The little, I don't know why you would. I mean, it wasn't big, but we would always go there with her. So.
You were talking about, so upcoming on the 16th, it's two Sundays from now, is the Rumline Road Rally.
That's right.
And
I've never
participated.
I'm
always working, so I never get to go. But it sounds like one of the funnest things you can do. Late November.
What is it?
It's what are they called? The Leisure. What's the real name? Do you remember?
No.
Captain Leisure, Road Rally. I think is what it's called. But I used to do it like in my 20s. So
it's sponsored by the
40 years ago.
The Rumline. The Rumline crew does it.
But we used to. I think it must have been much longer because I think in the little blurb they wrote, it said it starts at noon. I think we used to get there like 6 in the morning. These are my memories anyway, which we all know are kind of foggy. But you would get there and you check in and you get in line with your car and they give you these directions. And we ended up in all over the place. Like up in New Hampshire.
Really?
It was like these epically long days of following the directions and not the driver, but the other people having a few drinks along the way and having to find certain things maybe take certain things and then come back and you meet back at the Rumline at night and they check your mileage and they check your time to see who, like, so, you know, you can't cheat and skip, you know, an hour worth of it. And they come back and they give out awards, but just like longest, funniest days ever. I think I did three in a row and I haven't done it since, so I saw that it was coming up. But I also don't think, like you said, I don't think it used to be in November. I think it's kind of like a June, July, August activity.
I don't know.
But so much fun. Today.
Yeah, thank you. I think Good Morning Gloucester needed a team.
It would be great. If anybody wants to get a team, get a hold of Nicole. I'm not going to be able to do it.
I'm not driving. I'll sit on the passenger side. I think Joey should hire us a driver. That's in the budget, right, Joey?
All the money we make, you know. It's
from the advertising, the free subscriptions.
Yeah, that's right.
And the free subscriptions.
All the free subscriptions.
Free subscription.
Yeah.
All that money we
But charge. I think for next year we should look into that. Or start a new one, you know, not to
We'll talk about that afterwards so we don't steal a thunder.
Sorry, Fred Shrigley.
Yeah. Fred's a good guy. We like Fred. We want to do congratulations to Ryan Cox and Tracy. What's Tracy's last name? I don't know. Tracy.
It's a long one.
Farm Bar and Grill, a couple, finally making it official. They're getting married.
Aww,
Ryan
wonderful.
Is one of the owners and one of
it's
my.
It's amazing. You can find that on Facebook.
It's funny.
They're the weddings, babies.
They are like they're two of their top 1%ers in my book of super fun, super friendly. We Good Morning Gloucester and the Farm has had a long standing relationship of great collaboration for events like the Bikini Speedo Dodgeball
Bikini
Tournament,
the
Hot Wing Challenge. We've had a bunch of different events with those guys, and every single one they bring the thunder. And
I have a question for you. I know they didn't do it this year. Are they planning to do a Bikini Speedo next year? Have you heard anything about that?
I'm not sure what's going on with that. It all depends on what they want to do. I don't know. I'm not sure where that falls. I hope so. Those are great events. Mm-hmm. Those are really fun.
Those
events.
Are fun.
They're fun.
Those are fun. I think
they're
we should
fun.
Do an over 50.
Right.
No. I think we should not do an over 50. I could not disagree with you anymore than what you just said.
The spandex group or something.
Space.
No, thank you.
Whenever I'm photographing or filming and somebody over 50 comes on, I turn my camera the other way.
That's terrible. That's dangerous.
Oh,
that's terrible.
No, it's terrible, but you're the first one to comment on it.
I feel bad about that team. There was one of the CrossFit teams from some town. I think it was from Beverly or something.
Oh, people were so mean to them.
And they had an older crew, and I felt really bad for them because...
You know what? God bless them. They're out there doing it.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Don. I'm just joking.
The rest of us are.
But
like,
it's nice to see something that kids are doing.
You know what? Those people were really actually in shape and great sports and good athletes too. So yeah, that, I'm just joking. Love to see them out there. Here's a topic. Kim, thank you for my birthday present.
Oh, you're welcome.
She got me a second Bonavita pour-over coffee filter, ceramic coffee filter, because when I go home from vacation in the winter, I bring it home with me because I use it every single day. And she has seen me take it with me because that's how much use I get out of it.
Right.
And
so now you have one here and at home.
I have one here and I have one at home. And this is what I wanted to say. I've come to the realization... The popularity of Keurig coffee makers is undeniable, and let's be honest, it all has to do with convenience, which I totally get, and I'm not criticizing anyone if that's your ultimate goal. I have tried probably 12 different flavors of Keurig coffee, including the types of coffee that I drink, bean coffee that I grind and use in my pour over, in Keurig form, I have yet to have a completely satisfying cup of coffee from a Keurig machine.
I totally agree. I love the Bonavita, which I got for my son.
Did you get one?
Yeah,
do you use
I got
it?
One for my son and for my daughter, and I use one now because it's. I also love my French press, but that's just a little bit more cleanup, so I use that for when we have two or more. But for myself in the morning, I use that every day.
See, my husband and I don't drink coffee. I drink tea, but I have the Keurig if I have a guest because I'm not going to make a whole pot.
It's smart.
It's smart.
Yeah. I see their place in society. It's
yeah.
Just,
oh, yeah. Because I have one. Because if someone comes to my house,
well, you would probably just for one cup, you would probably get a lot of use out of that.
Someone gave it to me as a gift, and you know.
Yeah, but she doesn't go enough through coffee to not have
the
coffee.
Yeah. I don't even have coffee.
So the other day, right? So I brought it home to my mom's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I have the cure. The I'm using the Bonavita thing for the first time. I go in the pantry and I take all she has for coffee is Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee. It was just as bad as the one of those burnt Dunkin'. You know when you get that 1 out of 10 Dunkin' Donuts coffee that's burnt and it turns you off for Dunkin' Donuts for a year because it's that disgusting? That's what it tasted like.
Like
I'm like, God damn. I was like, I wish we had good coffee here.
Oh, well, I gave you some Lavazza.
I didn't bring the Lavazza. But just for future reference, though.
Is that how you say it? Lavazza?
Yeah. Okay. Lavazza, like L-A-V, A-T-Z-A, Lavazza.
But
espresso grind is really, thank you for it. I appreciate
it.
But it doesn't filter so much.
Well, actually,
you want a coarser grind.
Okay, well, actually, I went to Stop and Shop and Market Basket to get you the Starbucks dark Cafe Verona, nobody had it, so that was my second
I'm a trendsetter. They're selling out all over the place. That's what happens. What can I say?
Joey says he likes something. Can't find it anywhere. It's like my grapefruit beer disappeared all of a sudden.
Ever since you mentioned grapefruit beer, I tried some, and I also tried this delicious orange coriander UFO beer.
Nice.
Yeah.
UFO? Does that mean unidentified flying
object? Orange coriander UFO. So it has a little hint of orange and pepper?
Yeah, it's really good. It's
yummy.
It's a Belgian, it's a wheat beer too.
Yeah. That's pate.
Yeah. It's not that hard to find. They have it at a couple of liquor stores, but.
The UFO makes good pumpkin beer too, because I got some Sam Adams pumpkin beer the other day when I did my goodbye grapefruit or whatever post I did, and I didn't like it at all.
No.
So it's hard. One's good, one's bad.
I don't like pumpkin flavored stuff in anything.
I'm not.
I know where you fall on that, Kate.
I'm a black tea.
You do.
You're a big pumpkin. I love this time of year. I like pumpkin and squash.
It's going to be one redeeming value.
I don't even like the smell that
I love
going
on pumpkin coffee.
I love butternut squash soup. And
I had some last night.
Yeah. Oh, you did? I'll have some. I just roasted all my pumpkin seeds last night. I love roasted pumpkin seeds.
Do you put a lot of salt? I think the salt is what makes it.
I put salt and butter. I roast them in butter. It's my mother's recipe.
You have to have the salt.
The salt, yeah.
It's all about the salt.
It's yum.
Mine weren't salty enough, I heard. So, see?
Oh. Yeah, mine.
See?
Mine are pretty salty. She
consulted me.
No sweaters, shaves the wrong way, likes the salt.
It gets the salt in his hand, it goes like this. I need my hands rougher.
I know, right?
It's better to make them a little bit undersalted because you can always add more.
That was my train of thought, right?
Bullshit.
Not the same.
Because you gotta cook them with the salt.
Not as good.
The salt has to be cooking.
So I told him, you go carve a pumpkin.
No, I sprinkle the salt on afterwards. Well, they're still warm.
Big,
and then taste them as I go.
Big, coarse salt.
Yeah, that's what I use, sea salt.
Sea salt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so some people brought me some chocolates for... Erin Rooley, thank you for the chocolates that you brought me, the chocolate bark and the chocolates. Thank you so much. I appreciate
the
thought.
Can you pass them along?
I can't eat chocolate. It makes me depressed. I don't know what it is. I get depressed when I eat chocolate.
I'm totally opposite. It gives me such a boost. I love chocolate.
I love the taste of chocolate. I can't eat the chocolate. I go into a funk. No joke.
I can't eat it at night.
My sister's the same way.
Oh, no, because it's got caffeine.
It keeps me awake.
You like caffeine.
But caffeine, that's what keeps you awake, though.
Yeah. Chocolate, you do get boom.
Yeah, but the way sugar works, the straight sugar, you get a spike and then the crash, you come down below
equilibrium. But you eat other sugary things and you don't have that same
effect. What do I eat that's sugary?
Cannolis.
That's a different kind of sugar.
That's a whole different sugar.
That's Italian sugar. That's Italian sugar.
That's a whole different sugar.
You like tiramisu. Oh.
I do. The cannoli you brought me the other day?
Yeah.
Total coma, 10 minutes later. Total coma.
Really?
Yeah. I was like... like this. Head bopping down, yeah. Yeah, I kink in my neck, head snap.
But you do that anyways at that time of day.
Don't want to be around him? Here's some sugar.
I know, right? Why'd you have a cannoli? I got a show on 10. Go to
here, honey. I brought you some cannoli, son.
No. I'll be honey right there.
I made cannolis with chocolate.
Irish cannolis. Yeah, nice. I'll cheat you. I'm going to flush those two down the toilet. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Just going to spike everything with sugar.
Nicole, you had some statements you wanted to make about the local movie theater.
Oh, just how... So yesterday we went to go see... Alexander and the... I should know this as a teacher because it's...
No Good,
Alexander and the No Good, Horrible...
I brought my kids to that a couple weeks ago. And
wicked funny.
Unbelievably so funny. Awesome for adults and children.
Yeah. Oh, I love Steve Carell. I can't get enough of him anyway. Oh, yeah. But it was a great movie, but it wasn't playing in Gloucester. And I know that people can say that the Gloucester movie theater is a little bit outdated and not as flashy and whatever as going up to the big movie theaters, but I hate the big movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And
why do you hate them? I'm curious. I don't have a problem with the Gloucester one, but why do you hate the out of town ones?
The inconvenience of having to park like way far away. Granted, yesterday was like a northeaster, but also just the money. And so here was my thing yesterday.
Well, how much did it cost to bring kids to the one in Gloucester?
The Gloucester is like $7 a person.
As opposed to 12.
As opposed to like 12. But also, my kids like...
Big difference.
And the gas.
I don't do, I don't claim to do a lot of things right, but my kids know that they can only drink soda or whatever if they are at a restaurant sometimes, not always, or at the movie theater. You know, I let them get... Because my kids eat really well, but they also, because they eat well... We let them have a lot of junk food, you know, because it evens out. But so it is one thing that kind of, if they didn't eat well, you know what I mean? Like they eat every vegetable there is. They love seafood. We don't mind them having like the treats.
I was the same way.
So, whatever. But soda is kind of the one thing that kind of bothers me with the kids. So they can get a Shirley Temple or soda if we're like sometimes at a restaurant, but always at the movie. Because of the Gloucester Movie Theater, they give this perfect little size, like...
Oh, it's not too much.
Cup,
yeah, yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
They give a little mini popcorn, and you can even get, like, a little $1 thing of candy. And it's, like, $5.50. And they get this cute little tray, and it's...
Props to them, yeah.
So right. Yesterday, I'm not going to lie... Right. So yesterday, we go to the other movie theater, and... it was just Halloween, obviously, so I don't usually smuggle things in, but I'm like, all right, take a few pieces of candy.
I would not smuggle things in the Gloucester one because they're reasonable. They are telling you at the one in Danvers, if you don't, I'm going to stick it in your boo.
Well, we also had a bag of popcorn left over from Fenway Park that we hadn't opened yet from the movie the other night. And so I threw that in my bag. So we already had the popcorn and the candy. And we met my mom there, and I was doing something. She's like, all right, I'll get the kids a drink. So I'm like, all right. So I did my thing. I waited in line to show. I had already bought tickets ahead of time. And I met up with them. And I shit you not, when I say their drinks, I have a picture.
It'll 64 be on the blog later. Wow.
Their drinks had to be a foot high.
Oh, God.
And
legitimately 32 ounces.
Yeah, but like, why? Like, who in their right mind would give their kid that much soda? And it like made me so angry that was the smallest size that they would offer my 5-year-old son. You know what I mean? And Finn will usually choose milk or water anyway because he's that kind of kid. But Thatcher, if you give him like the right to a soda, he's going in for the soda.
Lights
and they were like massive, and they had like 4 sips, and then we threw the rest away. Yeah. It made me angry that that's all they offered. Right. And I walked up just in time to hear the, $15.75 or whatever it added up to for a little popcorn and the 2 drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They're like so wasteful and gross and
totally
nasty. So.
And you feel like crap afterwards.
Yeah. So. So it made me mad. So that's why I don't go.
Water.
Like
I need to sneak water in, but once in a while I say, I like I love seltzer water.
Yeah.
Well, guess what happens when you do the potch? Yeah. The ushers come.
Well, do you know what the worst was? When you were a kid and you went to the movie theater, like in which Hollywood hits now, and they have the cement floors and it all angles downwards, and you smuggle the beers in there.
And they roll.
And then you take, and then they're on the ground and they fall down, and you hear them rolling all the way down the cement. There's nothing more like horrifying as an 18-year-old kid than that.
Except for crawling on the floor trying to find it.
Yeah.
You give up at that. You act like you don't know where that came from. You're looking around. Where did that come from?
I don't like those big theaters.
It's like lighting a fart.
As a kid, we had one, in Davis Square, the Davis Square Theater.
Well, that's a wonderful
theater.
There
was one theater there. Yeah. I saw Help and A Hard Day's Night and, Two and a Guillotine, by the way.
Don't see that.
two
and a Guillotine.
I'm surprised there weren't more movie theaters in such a densely populated area.
No, there was Davis Square, then there was the Regent Theater in Arlington and the Capitol Theater. And that's,
fancy names.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, now the Capitol has even Davis Square Theater has... Too.
There's been, they're trying to reclaim the Larkham. They're trying to make that a go and refinish all that. And there's money for that. There's people that nowadays have money. I hope more people, when they're looking to save things and they have ridiculous wealth, give it to saving some of these old-time theaters.
Well, that's what they did in Somerville. They saved the Davis Square one. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen played there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's pretty, I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But, when I was a kid, Davis Square wasn't like it is now.
Is it the Capitol
She's
Theater
lying.
That's in Arlington?
She threw her panties on the stage.
That wasn't Courtney Cox in the video?
That was Donna!
I think you're right about the Gloucester Cinema. I think it's an awesome little
theater. Yeah, I love it. And the gentleman, I don't know his name, I should, because he's so welcoming. I know, he's so nice.
Family.
They have coupons every once in a while. I don't know where to get them.
They take personal checks.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're really sweet.
They're always a happy
there. What's right. About my money? Can I come back?
So there you go. Okay, we're lining up all of Nicole's pick of the weeks. So then the one after this week that we already decided for you was at the Glazed at the Hive.
Yeah.
We could do movie at the place and then dinner at the Causeway.
And then it's Christmas time.
Then we're cutting down Christmas trees.
Don't even go there yet.
Oh, so disgusting. Oh, we made a mistake. That one, the picture with the look like Christmas ornaments, there is actually Veterans Day ornaments at Stop and Shop. We said Jesus, you know, already they put out the Christmas.
Well, no, but there are places. There are places.
Oh, yeah.
There are places that have Christmas decorations up now.
Yeah, the dollar store yesterday was
inside of Stop and Shop, though. They had
a Christmas
inside.
CVS has all of it.
So yeah, Walgreens too. Yeah. But I've done Christmas shopping.
You're done.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, you've done it.
I'm not done. Not done yet.
I'll put my list together for the girls. Every time they mention something, I make a list. You don't want to buy
the junky. My daughter Kimberly calls it concrete gifts.
Yeah.
Something that's, you know, like a concrete.
We're doing guitars and guitar lessons. Hopefully, because they've been dying to take guitar lessons. Yeah. We're doing a lot of little like one night getaways and new hockey bags. No more there. They're done with toys. Thank God. I mean, they don't know they're done with toys, but they're done with toys.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. Yeah. Last year, they got so many things.
Experiences is way better.
My granddaughter horseback rides.
That's awesome.
We give her horseback riding lessons.
Yeah.
And she loves it.
Yeah, and
that's...
It's a wonderful gift, Kim.
It's a great gift. I don't know what to get my son. It's birthday in 3 weeks, and then Christmas right
after.
Oh,
that's so hard. Back to back.
Ninja Turtles.
I'm out of
that.
Superheroes. Well, there you go.
Superheroes.
Guys, thanks for coming today.
Oh, it was great. Thank you, Joey, for having us.
The estrogen-laden Gloucester cast.
You got through it.
For November 2nd, 2014.
Those eyeballs still intact.
Yeah, you haven't done much rolling of your eyes today.
No, I feel like they were very solid right here. I feel like this is a good solid podcast. A lot of content. Thanks, guys, for coming.
You're most welcome.
We out.
Go to food shop.